This is a previously recorded episode. This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Tell me you love me. I need a good laugh. I'm holy water. You need a good bath. Whiskey and perfume. You had a nightcap. Now how about that? A perfect stranger. He's got a bullet with your name in the chamber. I'm body organ, rearranger. You feel my danger. This time a bitch gets the last word. All your excuses keep coming faster. But your mouth cannot warm my blaster. This time a bitch gets the last word. Against the office door. Now every memory's a lie you were telling. You go off the victim and I go off the felon. This time a bitch gets the last word. All your excuses keep coming faster. But your mouth cannot warm my blaster. This time a bitch gets the last word. This time a bitch gets the last word. Don't try to lie, cause I know your password. Now here's your fire.
Time. Welcome to the Nooner Show. I'm Jay Dubs.
And I'm Denise Brennan Nelson.
And we are broadcasting live from PodcastDetroit.com from the Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming in fabulous Ferndale, Michigan. And it's hump day.
Happy hump day, everybody.
Oh, gosh. It's an exciting hump day today.
Yes, it is. We've got a great show. We've got a full house. I'm excited. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
I have some good news besides the fact that we have such a great show and all of that.
You have good news?
I have really good news for you.
Am I getting a raise?
No. Oh. You get to spend tomorrow with me, too.
Define good news, okay? No, I'm only kidding. I know we have a really exciting event tomorrow.
We do. You want to tell everybody where we're going to be?
We are going to be at the Falling Down Beer Company tomorrow night. It's from 5 till whenever, and there's a toy drive that IT and the D is sponsoring, hosting. They created it, this event, and bring a toy. There's going to be live music, raffles.
Beer. Oh,
lots of good beer.
It's in Warren,
it is
Michigan,
in Warren. Yep,
on 10 Mile.
Look it up. Yep, 10 Mile Road.
Yeah, okay. Looks like a really cool place. I've not been there, but I'm looking forward to it. And
yeah.
I was on their website because I wanted to, you know, figure out what I was going to eat and drink tomorrow night.
Of course. Of course you were.
And they're doing something really cool. They have this beer for life offer. I'm serious. And what it is for, you get two beers every day for the rest of your life for $2,000.
Seriously?
And a t-shirt that says something like challenge accepted. That's what it is. Challenge accepted.
Oh, you know, John's coming. Yeah, John's coming.
How do I not know that?
No. Yeah. No, in addition to what we're doing tomorrow for the toy drive,
like
for the holidays.
You're saying the venue is doing that.
The Falling Down Beer Company offers this to their patrons.
Oh, they do?
You can purchase two beers a day
for the rest of
your life for $2,000. Now, I started thinking about this. If you're, let's say you're a four-year-old. Can't you see a four-year-old with his little t-shirt that says, challenge accepted. Two beers a day.
And I can see you going to jail.
Mm-hmm. So if you have like three or four kids, you can buy eat one for each of those kids, and they can't drink it, so you could have
eight beers a day or whatever. Right. There you go.
What's that saying? Give a man a fish.
Oh,
feed him for
a
day.
And he'll
teach
eat
him
for
how
a
to
lifetime,
fish.
And he'll eat for
so
a lifetime.
So we could do that with this contest.
That's biblical. I need to practice my art.
It is? No.
Yeah, it's biblical.
Bible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well. Absolutely. But anyway, they also have happy hour, 4 to 6, Tuesday through Friday. Pints are half off.
That's going on. They have live entertainment, but also all the Thursday night podcast shows will be broadcasting live tomorrow. And we are going to be joining our good friend Stone Perkins.
Stone Perkins.
The Five Gears show tomorrow. Not quite sure why he invited us back, but he did.
I know. He's such a sweet guy.
He is.
He must feel sorry for us or something.
I'm sure that's what it is.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll be there. Come on out. Bring a toy.
If not, bring your pocketbook.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Bring a check. Bring cash.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll take it all. I'm going to bring some books, as a matter of fact.
And I went shopping yesterday and bought a ton of toys.
You are one of the most generous people I know. I'm serious.
Aw, thanks, Denise.
No, you really are. I'm not just saying that to schmooze you because Christmas is coming.
I love doing that stuff. Yeah, you're not getting anything. You're not on the list. But it's funny because I have all the toys laid out at home, and John looked at them, and he said, and you couldn't buy a truck?
Oh, I thought he was going to say, you're not pregnant, are you?
Okay. We're
Surprise!
Not going there.
Yeah. That's what Bob always says. Surprise! Right. Oh, wow. All right. Well, okay. Just moving on. And we've got some great musicians here, so I'm kind of keeping in that theme.
Yes.
But the Grammys, the nominations were announced.
Okay.
Have you been keeping up on that at all?
No, actually, I haven't. Because I knew we didn't make the list, so I thought, why bother?
Well, but some really awesome songs did. I'm a little confused, and I'm hoping our guest, when we get to them in just a few minutes, can enlighten me. I know there's Song of the Year, there's Album of the Year, there's Record of the Year. I get that a song is just a song. What's the difference between a record and an album? Why do they have those?
The same thing, I think, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Alan?
But they have it in two separate categories.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, they do?
Yes, I was confused.
So but maybe is a record a single and
that's,
the album is
right.
you know, 10
that's,
songs, 12 songs?
That's what I figured, but they didn't have descriptions. So.
Oh.
But they have five songs.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That song seems like that would be the same as record then.
Right.
But the five songs that they have, I honestly love them all. I don't know how you decide to vote for just one.
I don't know. Are you looking at me for an answer? I have no idea.
Are you dozing off again? Hello? I was thinking that we should put something on our Facebook page and see if we could get our listeners to vote for the song that they would select if they could vote.
Okay, then go ahead and do that. Okay. You're doing this again. You're looking at me like we should do this on Facebook.
No, I'm saying this out loud so our CEO, Rebecca Nelson,
will
put this
dumping crap on her. Poor thing.
All right. Well, forget about the Grammys.
Oh, speaking of celebrities.
We've got better talents than that.
Gears here, but still talking about celebrities. So I didn't know that it's a common thing for celebrities to insure different body parts. Did you know that?
I did not. Well, I have heard over the years of some people like Tina Turner's legs.
Yeah, I mean, they insure. Okay, so listen, I have a little trivia for you.
All right.
Okay,
trivia.
And this is all musicians. I just picked musicians. So which musician insured their vocals for $6 million?
Rod Stewart.
No.
David, no.
No, you'll never. No, it's not David Cassidy. No.
I think I love you.
You, No, it's Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
$6 million, but... Wow. Okay, so which guitarist insured their hands for $2 million?
Guitarist.
Classic rock. Think.
Help me out, Alan.
Who?
Eddie Van Halen.
No, no, no. Keith Richards.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that was just his middle finger. Seriously, no. I once read that he insured his middle finger.
Oh, really?
Well,
I read that it was his hands for $2 million. But, okay, one more. I know you're going
to
know
this. Does this have to do with breast?
Maybe. Maybe. Who insured their 40 double D breast?
Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Only for $600,000 in 1970. Hi, Rocky.
Hi.
Fashionably
Hi,
late.
Rocky. Hi, Rocky. Rocky's here. Our theme
That's
song.
Okay. She wanted
person.
To see Alan.
Yeah. So, no, she came to see me. Who are you kidding?
No, she didn't. She came to see you.
All right. Well,
join us. So, Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton. $600,000 per? No.
No, total. But that was back in 1970.
Oh, now it's 3.8.
Yeah, it's probably.
Because she's going to lose so much money if her boobs pop? I don't get that.
I don't know.
Well, so I have a question for you. Since you want to talk about insuring body parts, what body part of yours would you insure?
Obviously, my double A's. My double A's. Because really, who do you know at my age?
Well, because if you lose those, you're screwed.
Well, hey, who do you know at my age can walk around and say, hey, I still fit into my training bra?
You and Kelly Ripa.
I wish I had her body. But okay, yeah. So what would you insure? Sure.
Well,
oh God, here
because
we, go.
We are now doing this fabulous, I thought about this a little bit, you know, what should I insure? And it comes down to my tongue.
No
I'm
way.
Sorry, come again?
Did you just say come again?
Well, yeah, but I didn't mean it like that. Way to dirty it up, Jackie.
Oh my.
No, because I now am, you know, working using my mouth.
I bet you are. Bob's probably saying, yeah.
That is not coming out at all.
No, it's okay.
I think
so
it's coming out perfect.
No. We're going to skip this. Wait, I have one more for you. This is not about insuring body parts.
That's not what I intended.
Wait. I'm telling you right now, if you guys don't get this, Denise, if you don't get this, I don't know. I'm going to snap.
All right.
Okay. So this is not about insuring body parts, but it is about a celebrity musician.
All right.
Okay. So which, and Rocky, you can get your headphones on and join us here. Which country star currently has a spot at number 4 on the top 100 chart of inspirational country music? Who is it?
I know this one. I know this one.
I know
one.
You
it's
do.
Alan Turner.
Yes,
Turner.
It is.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Got that right. So you know what?
Absolutely. And I have the honor of introducing, and we...
Can I go into the what's the wish?
Oh, sorry.
Can I talk about the...
I've been demoted again.
No, you've been drinking too much already. No, this is our favorite segment of the show, and this is why Mr. Turner has joined us. It's called What's the Wish, What's the Way, and What's in the Way. And this is a segment about passion and dreams, goals and desires, and setbacks and comebacks. Have you ever wondered how some people take the leap of faith to pursue their dreams? How they overcome obstacles, hurdles, and failures? How their setbacks become their comebacks? These are the people that take the wish and make it a reality.
Woo, and I have the honor of introducing, and I know that you're a very humble man, so I get the honors of bragging about you. If you haven't heard of Alan Turner, you're living too far out in the country or too high up in the mountains. Alan Turner and the Steel Horse Band's music is exploding across the country and generating a lot of buzz. His music is a mix of traditional country with a rocking edge. Alan and the band currently have 3 songs charting nationally and 2 songs airing on Inspiration Country Music Radio. Woo! He's gotten used to being compared to Garth Brooks, and his good looks and baritone vocals, see, he wouldn't brag about this, have fans describing him as, quote, Tim McGraw with a Toby Keith attitude.
Oh, yeah.
Not
Hell
bad.
Hell yeah.
Along with the Steel Horse Band, Alan puts on an energetic and entertaining performance, guaranteed to blow your boots off, I read, all over the U.S. and Canada. They perform about 150 gigs a year, major concerts, and they've opened for big names such as Kenny Rogers and Keith Anderson. One of the things that I read that makes Alan stand out is his connection with his fans.
Yes.
He's been known to jump off stages for them, and the talent beside him, lead guitarist Todd Foster, Randy Lopez on the bass guitar, Freddie August on keyboards and saxophone, and drum roll please, Jackie.
Yes.
drummer Mark Lewis.
Who's in the house today.
Yeah, who is joining us today in the studio. And he's been warming up his vocals. And what an honor to be able to listen to the two of you out in our reception area, strumming, singing.
Yeah. It's just causing us to drink more.
Yeah, that's right. We feel like we're at our own concert.
I know, a private concert.
I just have to call Mark out on something. I heard him say while they were in the reception and Jackie and I were in here getting ready that he's not usually up this early.
That's a typical musician.
He does know it's noon.
That's why Rocky was late. You know, musicians don't get up early.
Because they stay up so late.
Right, they do.
We'll cut up some slack.
So welcome.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us. We're proud to be here.
So, first of all, congratulations. I mean, this is, you know, we were obviously doing a lot of research, and to have three songs trending on the top 100 and one of them to be at number four, you're in the major leagues. And like, how did that happen? I mean, we know that this is not overnight success because we don't believe in that. And we've also, everything we read about you, I mean, you started at, you know, 12 years old.
Six.
Tell us, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's
you tell know, us about the journey.
It takes a lot. It takes a lot to get to where you're going. You know, I started, I learned how to play piano when I was, I couldn't hardly walk, you know. So my mom taught me, and my dad used to sit me on his knee and sing to me. My father was a singer. So it kind of came natural to want to do this type of thing. And when I became a teenager, I got in the, you know, 80s big hair band, you know, back when I had big hair. And, you know, spandex and things. But, you know, my father passed away when I was 10 years old, and he it was just shortly before my birthday. He gave me an album from Kenny Rogers called The Gambler.
Yeah.
And that music kind of took a hold of my heart, and I kind of and, you know, it kind of came full circle. We had an opportunity to open up for Kenny Rogers out in Las Vegas, and we kind of got a little bit of a friendship. I mean, I can't call him up right now and get him on the phone, but he's been real good to the band. When we signed a deal down in Nashville, it was his attorney that we met with, Bruce Phillips, down in Nashville, and for free.
Wow.
Thanks to Kenny Rogers.
Wow.
And reviewed our contract and all that good stuff. But, you know, it's a hard, it doesn't happen overnight, like you said, you know, although you hear about, you know, man, who is this band? They're great. They seem like an overnight success, but behind that is years and years and years. And Mark will attest to years of playing and performing in various bands to get to the point where you're able to get somewhere. And it takes you got to be willing to swim with the sharks.
Right.
You know, some people aren't willing. You get out to, you know, chest deep and you don't want to go any farther in the water. You got to get where your feet don't touch, and it's dangerous. And
let me ask you something, because Kenny Rogers just won the Lifetime Achievement Award 2015. And when I don't know if you saw that or listened to his acceptance speech, but when I heard his speech, I thought of you because what he said was, I went to a Ray Charles concert when I was 12 years old, and I went home and said to my mom, that's what I want to do. That's who I want to be. And I was thinking about you at a young age getting his album and saying, this is it. This is, it just, you know, hit you that this is what you wanted to do. And one of the things that he said to the audience, which is, you know, all celebrities, is he said, there's always going to be an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old, and I'm just paraphrasing right now, that's watching you saying, that's who I want to be like. That's what I want to do.
Sure.
And do you ever think about that? Because, you know, he's saying that with his experience from Ray Charles. You are telling the exact same stories about Kenny Rogers. Do you ever think about that, the people, the 12-year-olds that are watching you?
Yeah. You know, sure. And on top of that, I you know, getting to where we're going and where we are, you know, it took a lot of work and a lot of things. And in this industry, you'll find that there's a lot of people that aren't willing to help you.
Right. You think most people aren't?
Yeah, most. Very much so. But I've kind of taken a different attitude, and I've been willing to reach out. Because there's some people that I've helped, a young lady by the name of Glenn Brook. I got her signed down in Nashville earlier this year.
Wow.
I learned a lot of things. You learn by trial and error.
Right.
And it's like, if I can pass on something, don't go down that road. Do this.
Right.
You know, do what you can to help people.
That, to me, is a sign of, you know, confidence. And, I mean, you clearly are comfortable. And you understand that there's room for everybody, you know, because I don't get sometimes. Now, let me ask you this, because we looked at your schedule, too, and I know Denise has a ton of questions here, so I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
But, I mean, you have a grueling schedule. Mm. I mean, you just are relentless with performing, which is what it's all about. But you've performed in Nashville, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how does the Nashville, how does that fan base accept a Detroit country artist?
Yeah, we have never had any, like, unacceptance. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think it's
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We've been accepted the same as any place else we've played in the country. We've played in San Diego. We've played, you know, all over the country.
Yeah.
I know there are some areas that are not so accepting of area. Like,
right.
Texas is a hard area to get into because they got their own music.
Right.
They've got their own everything.
But it's okay. Eventually, right. You get to the point where they accept you. But,
right. Yeah. Well, Ted Nugent lives in Texas now, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think he does.
Probably. What do you love about the business? What's the thing you love most, and what's the thing that's really tough?
I love people, and that's the one thing and that's why I do what I do, is I love entertaining and being with people. I'm just that way. What's the last question? What don't I like?
What don't you? What's the toughest part about what you do?
The toughest part is living with myself.
You're critical?
Yeah, the critique. Because, you know, what you may think, oh, man, that's great, and I come home thinking, man, that was horrible, you know. And it's tough living with myself. Ask my wife.
She said it is tough living with them. Now, do you write your own music?
I do.
No.
The mix on our album is probably about a 70-30%. We write about 70% of the music. And, of course, I collaborate with my band, because it's not just Alan Turner. It's Alan Turner and the Steel Horse Band. They're as big a part of this. I can't do this without them. Mm-hmm. And so they're a huge part of it. But, you know, we write together. And primarily I've wrote mostly with my guitar players over the years. But Mark's been involved in a lot of it. Mark's been on the road with me doing because he plays both guitar and drum.
Yeah.
And sometimes
and sings.
And yeah, he's the voice of 80s rock and roll, let me tell you right now.
Yeah, I heard him singing it. He's a beautiful voice.
Yeah. But so, you know, when you're on the road, you write.
When do you – okay, so that's what I was going to ask you. When do you do most of your writing or your best writing?
When I'm inspired is when I do my best writing. It could be I'm sitting on the toilet.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Taking a shit like you, Denise.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tell kids that when I'm talking
to
them.
Let's talk about Preacher Man and Me, because that's the song right now that's currently trending at number 4. First of all, we're going to have you play that live, which we're so excited about. But who is the Preacher Man?
Preacher Man was a man by the name of Paul Murphy that I grew up. He was a man that I as a young man, came under his ministry and was inspired me. He was an incredible man. He could recite the Bible to you without looking at it. You know, I mean, he was a humble, loving, caring man, you know. And with all – and I, you know, when I went to write that song, I wanted to write a story song, tell a story. And the song isn't real; it's about him, but it's not, because obviously had to take
a lot of different.
Yeah, I had to take a lot of creative license, you know, in writing the song. He's still living; he's not dead. A lot of the story is about him, and he used to love to take people fishing, and you know, just what we would call practical evangelism, just showing the love of Jesus in people's lives on a daily basis without preaching to them.
Yeah.
Just being, you know, loving thy neighbor as thyself type thing. That's the type of guy he is. And
does he know that the song's
– I wrote it, and I actually saw him – and I hadn't seen him in a long – I mean years and years, but I actually saw him at a funeral about 6-7 months ago, and I gave him a copy of the single. And he was just, you know
– really, oh, I can't even imagine.
He was honored, you know.
Well, sure.
But, so it was written about him, and, you know – I just wanted to write a song that was a positive message. There's been so much negative stuff about ministries over the years, rightfully so. You know, not to name names, but the people,
right.
You know, stealing, taking people's money and blah, blah, blah. But all around this country, there are people that are serving God in a humble and honest way, and they don't get their story told.
Right.
So.
Right.
Right. Well, the humble word that, you know, the word humble that you just use is a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you know what?
Humility.
Can we hear the song right now?
I'd love to hear the song.
Yeah, we're going to do it live for you.
All right.
Go.
someday I see him standing there, looking up to heaven. Man, I swear, God reached out and spoke to my soul through a preacher man and a fishing pole. He took me out fishing every Saturday beneath a big oak tree down by the lake. Although I hadn't been religious, it never bothered him. He called me his friend. We go fishing. We sang hallelujah to the Lord above, and we'd pray it up to heaven. If that ain't enough, he was always there for me. We'd fish under that tree, just a preacher, a fishing pole, and me. A preacher man and me. As years went by, I'd look back and smile. I've been thinking about the preacher man for a while. I didn't see it then, but now I clearly see. He was showing the love of the Lord to me. We sang hallelujah to the Lord above, and he'd open up that Bible. And if that ain't enough, he was always there for me. We'd pray under that tree, just the preacher, the Bible, and me. A preacher man and me. Those 90, when the good Lord called him home, I still hear his laugh down at the fishing hole. Hallelujah to the Lord above. He was kind and he was righteous till his body had enough. The whole town stood there crying while we laid him under that tree. Just the preacher, the town folk, and me. A preacher man and me.
Unbelievable. And you know, I mean, I don't like to say this, but you know, there's so many times when artists perform live and they don't sound like they're, you know, they're
like they
CD.
Do.
Yeah. And this is incredible.
It is incredible.
I mean, it
Thank
sounds
you.
Better.
It's Thank
amazing.
You.
Unbelievable.
Have you seen the music video for it?
Yes.
Yeah. The music video is airing on the Family Channel and the Heartland Channel around the country. We're real proud of that. And it's slowly getting noticed. It's up to, I think, some...
Slowly? You're at number four. What do you mean slowly? I mean, I think it's doing pretty good there.
You know, in your introduction, I talked about the fact that you've opened for some big names. Who
yes.
will you have open for you?
Who would I like?
Who will? Who will open for you?
I don't know. Whoever wants to,
Rocky.
I guess.
Well,
Rocky. I should be opening for you. What are you talking about?
Put your mic up, Rocky.
You know what he said about your song, Rocky? He said it sounded like a song for a James Bond movie.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I'm a huge James Bond fan.
Yeah, I know.
That is like a James Bond
Every
song.
Every time I would watch a movie, I'd drive too fast.
I could see the whole opening credits, man. The whole opening credits of your song.
So, oh, I would love that.
You've also been nominated for New Artist of the Year.
Yeah.
2015.
That's amazing.
That's huge.
We lost.
Who cares?
Yeah, but
who cares? It's not about.
So now you know what it's like living inside my head.
Yeah, that's crazy.
To be,
have another drink
because
that's all I'd be talking about is I got nominated. I mean, that's
I know.
That's
no, it's
huge.
I'm honored to be nominated.
Like the list of people with the different categories. You're talking about Carrie Underwood. You're talking about Lone Star. You're talking about Alan Jackson. I mean, really?
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, really
so
cool.
Let me ask you this. How did you find out about that? Like, how did that happen?
Well, we kind of knew it was a possibility. And I you've been in this business long enough, and Rocky will attest to it, you get jaded. People tell you, hey, this is going to happen. Hey,
oh,
this is going to happen.
They sell you the
And
train.
It never does. Yeah. And you get jaded. And this year has been an incredible year for us.
Yeah.
I can't believe some of the things that have happened. And, so we kind of knew that it was a possibility that it may do well. And then when I was watching the song – you know, debut at 65 or whatever it did on the top 100. It jumped to 30. I mean, that's a lot of airplay.
Right.
Wow. To get to 30. And it started moving up and we started getting close. And I said, well, it's possible, you know, we could.
Wow.
Get nominated. But it was cool.
Did you celebrate?
Yeah, we celebrated. We all went down to Nashville and the whole band. We rented an estate down there. And
oh, how we just fun.
Had a real great time because my manager lives in Nashville and – or not Nashville. He lives in Florida. And some of our crew lives in Florida. And so we just kind of all met in Nashville and had a great time together and celebrated. And
you know, the award show was great. It was awesome. I was sitting right next to Johnny Cash's sister. I'm
Oh my gosh.
Kind of cool, yeah.
And she's probably saying I was sitting right next to Mark.
Mark Lewis from Alan Turner's.
Who's a bass guitar. That's a bass guitar, right? Not a bass guitar.
Yeah, that was
fishing. So close.
I was thinking of the fishing pole. Bass fishing. Come on, give me some.
Yeah.
I'm trying to learn about music. I love music, but I just don't know the the intricate details. Tell me the best advice your manager's ever given you.
Don't do that. I hope he's listening.
Did you listen?
No.
That's why he's on the Nooner Show. His manager would say, don't do it. Yeah.
Those girls are crazy.
I was joking with you about the, you know, getting pictures taken of me drinking wine glass, you know, drinking out of wine glass and drinking a margarita. And he's like, you got to stop doing that. You know, get a bottle of whiskey in your hand. You know, you're ruining the image.
Okay. Yeah, but you know what? That's the thing that I keep hearing over and over again is how well you connect with your fans, and that when you perform, you jump off the stage, you're down there on the floor, you're working the audience and all of that. So obviously, you like you said, you love people, and okay, so like you suggested, Jessica, he should get a bottle of Red Stag and take a couple of pictures.
Yeah, we're gonna do that after the show.
Right,
definitely.
And that's all.
Jessica's dying to get the
Red Stag. Think about all the people that see him drinking a margarita and go,
or the wine.
I should have got a picture of everybody doing a shot of whiskey.
There you go.
That's what I should have done in hindsight.
So that's what makes you lovable by so many, not just those, you know.
Yes. Let's talk about American Pride.
Okay.
Okay, because we listened to the song. We're gonna play the song here in just a minute. But where did that come from the inspiration to write that song?
Yeah, I came up with the idea of American Pride. You know, we're living in pretty perilous times right now. We are living in perilous times, and I'm proud of this country. I love this country. My son served in the military. I haven't served in the military, but my son served in the military, and I'm proud of his service. And my father was in the military. I'm proud of his service. I'm proud of everyone who's served our country and loved our country. And we're living in perilous times. It's a crazy world we're living in. I wanted to write a song that was, you know, American, proud.
I feel like it's perfect timing.
It is
for that song.
And we're planning on that being our next single, first of the year. We haven't made it totally official, but I'm as much push as I can. We're making that this new single, and we'll probably shoot a music video sometime early in the year.
I think it's going to be well received with what's going on right now in the world.
How long did it take you to write that song?
You know, I wrote it. I probably started the concept came out probably February or March of last year, and then when I was in Florida doing a radio tour down there, my guitar player Todd Foster and I sat down and kind of nailed down the song a little bit. You know, when you got downtime in the hotel room and when you're not sitting in the pool drinking margaritas. We kind of nailed it down, and you know, we played it for our manager because he was on that tour with us, and you know, he made a couple of suggestions, you know, and I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. We dropped the key a little bit, so, and it was good. I think it came back, and then we brought it back to the whole band, and you know, got a lot of good feedback from, you know, people like Mark Lewis over there.
What if you hadn't liked it? What would you have said? What would that conversation have been like?
Well, I mean, it's like anything else. If you know, one man's hamburger is another man's, you know, filet mignon, you know what I mean? So I try to keep a pretty open mind to stuff. I mean, you know, I come from a big rock background. So I come – I'm coming at country music from a different angle than Alan. Alan's been a, you know, country fan pretty much his whole life. And I've just kind of found my way there from, you know, my roots in – down south in Virginia and stuff. That's where my family all grew up. So I've been subjected to it, but always kind of fought, you know, I guess the inevitability. But to get back to your question, I mean, I would probably make suggestions, and I did make suggestions with the song that I think would make things better, and you know, vocal lines, you know, maybe try this, try that. It's all trial and error, and that's a great thing about being a part of a band, and not just being, you know, I'm Alan Turner's, you know, back guy, you know.
Right. Well, I'm always interested in the collaboration efforts, and
right, because that's difficult
that's
with the band.
Yes.
I mean, it really is difficult. You have so many personalities, so many creative people. I mean, when you get a bunch of creative people together, I mean, that's...
And that just goes back to, you know, what Alan was talking about, you know, the long road to getting things, you know, together and et cetera. I've been involved in so many musical projects in my life of where, you know, it's hard to find, you know, four people, five people, and put them in the same room where they can actually stand each other, number one.
Right.
But let alone as far as a band going, you know, of you know, just even using like large... examples of, okay, getting everybody in the same state and then getting everybody in the same county and then the same city and then, you know, the same general coordinates. It's like, but this situation, everybody's pretty much on the same street within a house or two of each other looking the same way down the street.
Wow.
And it's pretty rare. And,
amazing.
You know, that's what, you know, Alan was talking about. He's, you know, we just bought a tour bus and, you know, got to put logos on the outside and everything.
How fun.
And he's talking about, you know, well, you know, I'm kind of reluctant to put the band picture on the bus because, you know, what if one of you guys leave? And I just said, listen, my wife said, I'm here till death do us part and until the Titanic sinks
like
or the train crashes because – you know, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Well, and let it just me ask feels you this. So how did you get to this? I mean, you were in rock, and how did that happen?
Well, last summer I was out on tour with a country guy from Indiana.
Okay.
And Todd Foster, good friend of mine. We played in different bands together. And, you know, Todd got me involved with that situation last summer. And, you know, I kind of kicked around playing in a country band doing you know, covers and stuff like that. And, you know, again, Alan talked about, you know, the grueling schedule, et cetera. Well, Alan's drummer that had been with him for a long time, it just looked like the schedule was going to be too much for him and his family. And he decided he had to go. And Todd was the first, you know, he's like, I got the guy, call him, you know, whatever.
Wow.
And they came out to a club where I was playing and saw me play. And Alan and I just kind of hit it off right away. And then it turned out that his old drummer did have to leave the band, and that's just how it kind of happened. So it's all
connect.
Rocky will attest. It's all about networking and
well, it is about networking. You're right, and it's also about musicians that understand the business side of it. And,
absolutely,
and that's the part that I'm getting from you. Mm-hmm. Like you get the whole business side of it. Like
it's really tough. I mean, I feel, you know, my poor wife. You know, she works full time, and you know, we also have a business on top of that. I mean, I'm a full time musician, but we also have a business on top of that. And I'm just so blessed to have her as my partner in life of being
great.
Able when I'm gone. She has to take care of her.
So she, you know, clearly believes in it and is
absolutely.
Not,
I could not, you know, if I had put an order into the good Lord, he couldn't have made and created a better person for me to spend my life with. And
I would love John
love
to say that. John, if you're listening, that's something you could be saying. So, Alan, let me ask you that because.
Yeah, I feel the same way about my wife.
That's
thanks.
That's what I wanted to ask you. No, seriously, because
you
I
look
think,
bad.
No.
You look bad.
No. I think it's very difficult to be a husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend,
mother,
of a musician,
or
mother.
It takes
imagine.
A special breed of woman to
it
put up with
it. Absolutely does. So how does your wife handle that?
She's, you know, it's been years of learning. You know? And I think and on my part too.
Yeah.
You know, and it's you learn that there are
because you have
things.
To take the back – you're on the back end. I mean, that's the way it goes. When you're on stage, you have to schmooze and network and flirt and, you know,
and
take
my
all
wife
those,
is, my
those
wife
underwear.
Is a huge support. She is my biggest fan and my biggest support system. And
that's awesome.
I wouldn't do it without her.
That's fantastic.
Wow. I think both of our wives understand that you know, a big part of the business is going out and hugging that girl who comes out to every single show. That doesn't mean that there's anything other than I'm a hugger. That's just the way I am. And I've always been that way. So it's like hug someone, thank you for coming out, good to see
right.
you, et cetera. That goes a long, 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 long way.
Right.
It really does.
I totally agree. And that is part of what you guys have to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, I have another question for both of you. If yes. you – there's a couple different ways that I think this. If you could only ever listen to one song the rest of your life, what would it be? Or – and you can look at it either way. If you were a song, what song would it be?
Oh.
Wow.
I can answer both those questions.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, man.
Well,
I'm just thinking.
You know, a song that I recorded on my first album, Travis Williams, or I can't remember. Tex Williams. Tex Williams songs from the 30s, 39. It was number one in 1939. It's called wow. Smoke That Cigarette. My father used to sing that song. I don't smoke, but my father used to sing that song, and it's really special to me. And we had
Stanley.
Yep.
Is
yep.
your dad, right?
Yep, Stanley Turner. He used to sing that song, and so that's really special to me. You know, the song The Gambler is really special to me mm-hmm. for the reasons because my father gave me that song. And, you know, I'm always looking over my shoulder wondering what my father's thinking of what I'm doing. Because my father used to be a singer. He used to tour with kind of like a Glenn Miller orchestra type thing. Used to be the singer for that orchestra type – not the Glenn Miller orchestra, but one like it.
So
I was curious.
Smiling.
I mean, curious yeah. about yeah, how.
So
he
both
feels
your
about.
Parents. I mean, your mom taught
yeah.
you how to.
She taught play me
the
how
piano
to play piano yeah.
and read music
yep.
early.
Yep.
And your dad, you had that influence. So both of them. So
yep.
that's where you came by this naturally.
No. Yeah.
So here's what we're gonna do.
Wait, I want to find out what song.
Oh,
wait. Yeah. I don't know. I you know going back to my rock. You know, days, 80s, hair days. I love a band called Mr. Big, and they put out a song called Green Tinted 60s Mind. Not that I'm a hippie or come from even that general mindset. I love that song. So I could hear
that
I could hear that song a thousand times.
What's it called again?
Green Tinted 60s Mind.
just
an incredible melody and just everything. I was lucky enough I got to meet those guys and actually play with them when I was out west.
Oh.
And but yeah, that would I could hear that song a million times. As far as being a song, I don't know. Maybe Van Halen, Dance the Night Away. Maybe.
That's awesome. It's always so telling what people say to that song.
You know what? Did you guys hear about you know, the band, what was the name of the band that was performing in Paris when...
Death metal, something.
Yes.
Something
rather, they
yeah.
just opened, you know, Bono, you two, just performed in Paris. And they had the band come and open for them, which I thought was so cool.
Yeah.
That is cool. Because who would want to perform after that experience? Mm-hmm. But anyway, we want to hear American Pride right now.
Yes,
okay?
We do.
So we have Alan Turner, American Pride.
Awesome.
I got American pride, Lady Liberty smile,
and old glory still flies. I got American pride. Hard-working family man, I love my country. I work all day just to make ends meet. When the day is done, I'm filthy better than me. It's worth it all. That's what being American's all about. I got American pride. We got American pride. I come from America. I serve my country. In the desert of a foreign land, to protect our liberty. My brothers came to serve, some won't return. I fly that so that you will learn it's worth it all. That's what being American's all about. rise up to scare you and me. Up behind every blade of grass, we'll be waiting. I got American pride, where the eagle flies. Open for miles and miles and miles, we got American pride. Lady Liberty, smile, and old glory still flies. We got American.
You know what? Oh my gosh. Love it. Love it. I love the Lady Liberty smile.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Is it hard to listen to it yourself?
Yeah, sometimes, you know.
That's
you
funny. Like, we were just talking about that on the way here. It's like I asked Alan if he, you know, hates listening to himself sing. I hate listening to myself sing. I hate looking at pictures of myself. I hate that.
She does, too.
But I especially even worse than pictures, I hate listening to myself sing. And Alan's like, yeah, sometimes not.
Why is that? Like, I know when I say, okay, I leave a voicemail on someone's voice – mail system, then I listen to it. My voice sounds different than what I think it sounds like.
I just think that's just the nature of your voice and you know, I mean, because if you plug your ears, you know, you hear your voice.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
For me, that's a lot of times on stage I can't hear something and I'm plugging my ear trying to make sure I'm, you know, hitting the right note, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's just the nature of it. You know, I mean, I'm sure I'll listen back to the show and I'll be like, oh, I sound like a dork.
Oh, you're
we just don't listen
critic.
To ourselves.
Yeah, we don't listen to them. You know what I love about this song is it's an anthem.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I feel
that's
about
it.
It's and it's not just the people that have served, which, you know, obviously that's a big part of it and it's huge. But it's about – I love the fact that you related to American pride as work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we always talk about the American dream, mm-hmm. but it is about – hard work and putting your time
right. Perseverance
in.
Perseverance.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah. I know Rocky.
Yeah. Where can we find you online? Like your Twitter and all that stuff.
Yeah.
What are you at on? Because I'm following.
I think if you went to alanturnermusic.com, there's links to click
everything.
On to all the other stuff because I'm not real good at those addresses. I got to get good at tweeting. That's a big thing. Everybody's got to tweet, right?
We don't do it, so don't worry about it. We
have our Facebook fan page. Whenever I post something on there, it tweets. So that does that for me, but I got to get good at tweeting because I know some of the Nashville people want to see more tweeting and stuff.
Yeah, everybody seems to tweet now. I don't know what that's
tweeting.
About. It really is.
Have you always lived in Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always,
would you ever move to Nashville?
Yeah.
Oh, you would?
I would never move to Nashville to try to make it in the business. That's the one thing that it's like I'd rather be a big fish in a little pond than try to be down there with 10,000 people, most of which are better than me. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of artists down there that are just trying to make it. With everything we've got going on now, the dream now is to, you know, keep things happening and then to move eventually. I like Kentucky. I think I'd be good in Kentucky.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I like Kentucky.
Like an hour outside of Nashville.
Yeah.
That's good for me.
Where will you be 5 years from now?
Drunk and laying by the side of the pole.
On the Nooner
Saying,
shop.
I should have listened to my drummer. That song was better. You know, I don't know. Hopefully we'll be accepting our CMA award for Entertainer of the Year or something.
That's awesome.
We talk a lot about the law of attraction and, you know, what you put out comes back and all of that. Do you believe in that?
Yeah, I do.
And surrounding yourself with, you know,
the right people.
Yeah.
And it makes a difference. Where did the Steel Horse Band name come from?
Well, when I first started the band with members of the band that don't even exist anymore, Or they still exist, but they're just not part of the band. But,
not in your mind.
Yeah, well, we hadn't even played our first gig yet. Hey, we got to name the band. All right, well, we were listening to Bon Jovi's I'm a Cowboy.
Oh,
steel
wow.
Horse I Ride.
Oh, my God.
So people used to call me Cowboy Allen. That was my name. So the original name of the band was Cowboy Allen and the Steel Horse Band. And then we picked up our national manager, and he said, you got to drop that cowboy thing because they're going to think you're going to be going on stage doing rope tricks and stuff like that. and there is a whole other genre of music called cowboy music, and we don't do cowboy music. So, we dropped that. But that's kind of how it came from, is the Bon Jovi song. We used to play that in the early days.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
What is a cowboy?
What is a cowboy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, a cowboy is John Wayne, man. It doesn't get any more cowboy than that.
Yeah.
But cowboy is just somebody who has he's maybe a little rebellious in spirit, but somebody who is paving his way.
Heart, though.
Yeah, ooh, a good heart. But a good
song.
Heart.
Someone, right.
Just
what you just
treats
said.
Treats ladies with respect.
Rewind right. that. Yeah. Rewind those first two things you said you need to put in a song. What is a cowboy?
Oh, here she goes. She's going to write music for you.
I got a song called The Cowboy Code, which I
She wants you to do the Christmas song now.
Wait, what are the words in that one?
That's awesome.
Well, number one, cowboys treat ladies with respect.
Okay.
Number two, cowboys honor classic country music like Merle Haggard and Waylon Jennings and those guys. Number three, cowboy never pees in the wind.
Yeah. I did not see that.
That would
song.
Be a poor life choice.
That is something you learn by experience. Sometimes over and over. Hey, I finally figured it out. And finally, a cowboy never lets another man wear his hat.
Oh.
Ladies, you guys are always welcome to wear my hat.
John, you cannot
wear my hat.
Sorry, that's starting a month, man.
Wow. That's cool.
So, that's the cowboy code. But, yeah.
Can you
okay.
read me? I'm sorry.
No,
gosh,
go ahead.
I just get rolling.
I know.
You cut me off.
Do. I'm sorry.
I know. Can you, okay, so that's a great idea, great song. I love the codes. It's funny. Can you remake your own song? Is that a dumb question?
We did.
Oh. Yeah.
We actually did. Oh. I cut that song, The Cowboy Code, I cut back in 2007, and then we went to Nashville. That was one of the songs we recut. And Bull Riding Babe was a recut of an original song that we wrote originally and then released it nationally.
And you realized, what you could do to make it better?
Yeah, although we didn't change it a whole lot.
Or just change it or do it different, you know, and... I love that song. So we're going to end that show with
The Bull Riding Babe.
Yes.
Which I know you think was written about you.
No, I think it was written about you, Bull Riding Bob.
This time the bitch got the last word. It was written about you.
Oh, God. You know what? Don't start with your slander stuff.
I do have a question for Rocky. What gland is he defending?
The hell are you talking about?
Region.
Listen, did you hear what your mother just said?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So let's talk about Alan Turner's big show, because he has a big country show coming up.
Yeah.
And that is December 11th?
Yes.
So what's going on? You're the headliner?
Yep. We're headlining a country Christmas show, and it's all about Christmas. And I'm one of those guys that believes that we should celebrate Christmas every day.
Love it.
I love Christmas, and I've always loved Christmas. And we're doing a Christmas show in Port Huron, Michigan at the McMorran Theater. It's a big theater up there, and tickets are on sale at McMorran.com. You can get tickets there. We have a couple artists opening up for us. Glenn Brook, who I mentioned earlier, who's also an HMG Nashville artist. And then there's a young brother-sister act that are opening up for her. It's going to be a great show.
Okay, and they can buy tickets at the door, though, right?
They sure can.
Okay, and it starts at 7 o'clock?
7,
yeah. And that's Friday the 11th.
This Friday?
In Port Huron, yes.
This coming Friday.
What's your favorite thing about Christmas?
My favorite thing about Christmas is just being with family. And I love – my favorite thing is watching my kids open presents.
How many
now,
kids
my kids
do you
are
have?
Grown up. I got 5 kids.
Oh, wow.
And my
you
youngest
– 5 kids?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's and a whole nother show.
They're all grown up now. They're all grown up now. But, you know, I just loved – I loved watching my kids play video games.
Wait,
you
let
know,
me
I
ask you
this.
I just
loved that part.
What's it like for the kids to have the celebrity dad? Like, what's that like?
I think they think it's kind of cool.
Do they go to the shows?
They do. And my son, Sean, is the prisoner in the Preacher Man and Me. That's my son, Sean.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You scared me there at first when you said the prisoner.
Yeah.
I was going to say, wow.
Yeah, he's in the video, he's the prisoner. He's the one getting out of prison and becomes the minister at the end, which is me at the end.
Does he like to sing? Or do any of them?
No, none of my kids can sing, and that's important that
we don't
let them.
And that's not of interest.
They got that from their mother.
You know, they can... They can start my band.
Yeah. Okay, that'll go far. We'll get you signed. Yeah. But that's really cool. So you have five kids. I mean, because I always think how cool it would be to have a parent that's a celebrity and all
know.
This.
Huh? I said, I would know.
You would not know.
Yeah, you would not know.
Isn't that cool?
No.
And they got
no.
a daughter who's a rock star.
There you go. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay, so I had something else.
Are you at a loss for words?
I am.
I do that to women.
I had something else I wanted to ask.
That's why I'm insuring my tongue.
There you go.
Because I am never at a loss for words, baby.
Go ahead, Missy. So what's next?
Well, next is the show this Friday.
I
live it day
show.
By day. It's day by day. But we do have a big showcase we're doing down in Nashville near the end of January. We're playing down at the Wild Horse Saloon.
Ooh.
And it's for some big label people.
Oh, nice.
So we're excited about that.
All right, real quick.
And you're signed with
We're with HMG Nashville.
When did you sign with them?
February of last year.
Oh, so not.
Yeah, that's. I mean, they took three songs of ours and put them out on radio in the last. That's how this thing's been.
It's blowing up. I know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So, did they set up the showcase for you?
Yes, they handle all that stuff. Yeah.
And is your And you said your manager's out of Florida.
Yeah.
How did you meet your manager then?
You know, I'm a financial advisor by trade. That's what I do for
you
a
are?
Living. Yes. That's and I was
can you
walking.
Rocky?
I can.
I can.
The great thing is I've been doing it so long now that it can be an autopilot while I'm doing other things.
Wow,
you know?
No
but,
kidding.
You know, I met him. I was walking into my office about 7 years ago, and a guy was walking out. Says, man, I was just telling this guy about you. He's a producer from L.A., blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I want you to come in here and meet him. So he came in and introduced me to him, and I had our little demo Cowboy Allen CD I handed him. And he called me back like a Monday later. And we kind of talked, and he came out and saw us perform. And next thing you know, we were we had a relationship built. And he's like a brother to me. I mean, it's, this whole thing about this whole band is we're family, and I treat it like that, and it's always been that way. And he's like a brother to me.
Wow. Well, and you know amazing. What? I always cool. feel like the way bands or relationships happen, it's because of how the leader is and how and so obviously that's a reflection of your personality and your beliefs.
Humility.
Yeah. So, oh my God, this was great.
I know. Why does this have to end?
Because it does.
That's the hardest part about me.
Because you guys decided to go with 1 hour today.
Yeah. But so American Pride is coming out in –
hopefully early January. It'd probably be February. We haven't really laid that down. I literally just got – you're the first person to actually get a copy of the
so
song.
I know. I'm so excited about it.
My people in HMG have not even got the song yet.
And played on the Nooner show.
Yeah.
Wow, Jackie.
I don't even have a copy yet, so.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's okay. Literally –
Jackie's
just
a gangster.
She's got
connections all over the place.
She's a cowgirl.
Yeah. We're going to play Bull Riding Bob in a minute for you, okay? So, and then December 11th, which is Friday, we have a country Christmas show that is in the, what's the name of the place?
McMoran Theater.
McMoran Theater in Port Huron. Starts at 7 o'clock. You can get your tickets online or you can get the tickets at the door, but I would get them online and do it ahead of time because it's going to be jam-packed. It's going to be exciting.
And lots of great info at Alan Turner and the Steel Horse Band's website.
Yes.
Really easy to find. Great website. It shows all the locations that they'll be.
Right.
There is a venue near
you.
Follow them. They may jump right into the audience and dance and sing next to you.
Oh, there you go. And so a couple things. We are going to do our fortune cookies.
Yes.
Because we have a tradition.
Well, and I just want everybody to know what we've been sipping on.
Oh,
because
yes.
We do have a sip on this segment, and often I concoct some crazy drink, but I was really trying to find something that had American Pride or the Preacher Man and Me, and I ended up buying a six-pack of a beer by Sierra Nevada called Celebration because I feel that being
fourth. We're celebrating the success of Alan Turner and the Steel Horse
Band. And so that just caught my eye as I was strolling the alcohol aisles. And
which you
and
do every day.
I think don't believe her. Yeah. And I picked up a couple bottles. Bottles of a wine called.
Which one is this?
Long and Country. No, it's Long Country.
That's what all the ladies say. It's Long and Country.
Long Country. I have to give Denise credit because this is her part of the, or you've taken that over because you do like to drink more than
that
I do.
That is so not true.
But no, you customize the drinks for our guests, which I think is really cool because you take time to find the right drink. And I think, the celebration beer is an honor of Alan Turner, the Steel Horse Band. You guys have a lot to celebrate this year.
And Mark Lewis has got these guitar. Do you like guitar or drums better?
Drums. He's a drummer.
Okay. You saw the picture. I do have a drum right on your name.
I know. It's great.
He threw it out. So what we have right now is we end our show with a fortune cookie. And you read the fortune, and we're going to toss them. And whichever way the prongs face, the ones that are facing you means that that's what the fortune was meant for you, and you have to end it with the words "in bed." Mm-hmm. We had a little excitement to
this. Or we could end it, maybe in honor of them, we could "on the horse." Let's end it with "on the horse."
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Seriously.
That sounds good. That's on the horse.
It's going to get real.
Well, how about "on the horse
weird,
in
real
bed"?
Quick in here.
On the horse in bed. Okay. And then next week, and then tomorrow, don't forget tomorrow night. We're in Warren at Falling Down Brewery.
Beer company.
Oh, beer company, right. And it's a toy drive. The IT guys organize this event, and it's all local, which is really cool. So bring a toy. If you don't want to buy a toy, bring your heart and your wallets.
Yeah.
You know?
And spend some time with us, the Dooner Girls.
And we get to be guest co-host again with our good friend Stone Perkins. You know, he's not going to let us on if you keep doing that. Seriously. We're going to drive all the way down there, donate a bunch of toys, and he's going to say no.
No, he was listening last week, and I said, "Did you hear Denise trying to do your voice?" And he said,
It was hilarious. So, 5 Gear Show. We're on tomorrow. What time? 7 to 9.
Seven to nine.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Live entertainment, raffles, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of beer.
Yeah, we're at a beer
bring
company.
A gift.
There better be a lot of beer.
Yeah. And then Friday is the Alan Turner Show. Don't miss that. It's a Christmas in the country in Port Huron. And next week we have another country singer next week. We have Brian Schramm joining us next week. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Another great show.
Yeah, it's going to be another good
show. Keep it up, Jack.
Yes. So let's.
J-Dubs.
Let's do our fortune cookie.
All right. This one's mine. This one's yours.
Okay.
This one's yours. Here, catch.
And we are also going to end the show after we read our fortunes with a bull riding babe.
All right.
Babe.
Can I just say thanks to John McGlock for having he connected me with you.
I love John McGlock. Mm-hmm. John McGlock, people don't know him very well, but he is a good guy, you know. And
he's
his wife, Joanne, he's got a huge heart.
That's not what I
he
heard.
Really does.
Yeah. Just kidding, John.
He's a good guy, and thank you, John.
Thanks, Jackie, for having
me. We appreciate it. Yeah, you didn't say anything. We need to pick on you. Yeah. Oh, John, I do have to tell you a good story.
I thought John forgot to insure his tongue and couldn't talk.
No. No. Okay, let's start, Denise.
All right. My fortune says, let's see here. Hands that touch this fortune shall stay young and strong on the horse in bed.
Horse of bed. All right. Alex?
Fortune truly helps those who are of good judgment on the horse.
In bed.
In bed.
Yeah. In bed. Okay. John, you ready?
Yeah. Mine says, meeting adversity well is the source of your strength.
Oh, my God. That's what mine says.
Really?
Oh, good.
Yeah. What else? Come on.
On the horse.
On the horse. In
on
bed.
The horse. On the horse.
All right, Jessica.
This is awkward. You will enjoy good health and financial independence on the horse in bed.
That's a possibility. That really could happen. All right. All right, Mark.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, there we go.
Mine says, luck is coming your way on a horse in bed.
That's all you need.
Oh, Lord. Let's get that red stag out again. Go on, rock.
Oh, happy trails.
Although it feels like a roller coaster now, life will calm down on a horse and back.
There you go. And mine's
good
the same
luck with
as
that,
John.
Rocky.
So oh, Denise, we're not done.
Oh, no. Yes, I'm sorry. Gosh, I was.
But wait,
so
there's
excited.
More.
No, first of all. Thank you, guys.
No, we want to just thank
out.
Everybody.
Yes.
And thank you.
I mean,
thank
huge.
You.
This was
huge.
Awesome. And
I mean,
good,
we feel
good luck
privileged.
With everything. Yeah, we are. We're honored. And
well, have us back. We'd like
oh,
to come back.
Oh, are you
yeah.
kidding?
Can
what
we
are
come
you
back
doing
tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. We'd love to have you back tomorrow.
This no. is the, my, the most fun I've had in a long time.
But you know what? We're going to be following you because
yes, we
we've been following you. So we're going to continue that journey
yep.
with you. You don't know it, but we're stalking you.
Yeah.
And we're going to have you guys you. Back because we this
be
was
fun.
Great.
Awesome.
We get to hear one more song from them,
yes.
but we want to close with some of our favorite words. Remember, sometimes your only available transportation, other than a horse,
is the leap of faith. And thanks for listening in.
Yep.
And we are going to listen to Bull Riding Babe with Alan Turner and the Steel Horse Band. Pump Day.
Thank
Woo.
You.
Woo.
Yeah.
Woo.
Gonna be another Saturday night with my two-stepping baby. I was feeling all right. How was I to know she come strutting in? My girl said, what you think you're looking at? That's a street-walking hussy in a cowboy hat. Better get your eyes back in your head. Well, she walked right up, mounted that bull, her hands in the air, she looked like a pro. That's when my world started to spin. She's a bull riding babe, girl on a stair. My head spins, something fierce around here. She's a bull riding babe, girl. Here. My head's spinning, something fierce around here. Country music playing loud, hanging with a beer, drinking whiskey, shooting crowd. I'm not thinking about the trouble I'll be in. My girl said, what you think you're doing? Sporting that stupid grin. Better get that drool wiped off your chin. She rode the bull like a star. She's a cow, caring member of the PBR. Man, she's got my world in a spin. She's a bull riding babe, girl on the stair. My head's spinning, something fierce around here. Bull riding babe, girl on the stair. My head's spinning, something fierce around here. Boys, I'm feeling kind of dizzy. Look at her go. What's that? No, honey. I didn't see that girl on that bull. She ought to put some clothes on. She's a bull riding babe, girl on the steer. My head's spinning, something fierce around here. Bull riding babe, girl on the steer. My head's spinning, something fierce around here. Yeah, bull riding babe. Holy cow!
Woo! Yeah!
Oh yeah. My God! What an what
so
a treat!
Fun.
Thank you.
Look
no
at me.
Kidding.
I look like I'm. Then ride a bull.
You look like you were, we won't
oh
talk
my
about
gosh,
that.
Was
we won't
that
talk about what you were looking
fun.
You look like right now. Oh, my
wow.
God, that was awesome.
That's the first time I've drank before
yeah.
since I've been to Mexico. I was like,
it's Nooner time.
Yeah, somewhere.
We need... Can we get some pictures?
Can I go to the bathroom first?
Please. Can we get
bathroom
some pictures?
Bathroom break first and
okay.
the pictures.
Yeah.
All right.
This is a previously recorded episode.